hustling.
Hustleberg. This podcast is all about small business in St. Petersburg, Florida, how the business owners got started, how they built their business, and how they serve our community. I'm Brett Bittner, and I'm the host of Hustleberg, and I started Beyond Your Side Hustle, a marketing firm where we help budding entrepreneurs go beyond their side hustles and ditch their 9-to-5s. As the founder of a small business here in St. Pete myself, I love meeting and talking with fellow small business owners. Lucky for you, I also like to record those conversations for you to listen to. If you find anything of value in this episode, I encourage you to subscribe to the podcast, because there are probably more nuggets in other episodes, both past and upcoming. It would also be great if you rate and review the episode to let us know what you got out of the conversation. If you have a question about marketing, building your brand, or operating your small business that you'd like to have answered on a Q&A episode, please visit beyondyoursidehustle.com/podcast question to submit it. I can't tell you how many compliments I get about the opening music for Hustleberg, and I want to take a moment to share that my friend Rhymer Educator, who provides the music in a song called Defining Your Dreams, it is available on iTunes and Spotify, has done a fantastic job with that song. He's allowed me to use it, and I want to take this opportunity to let you guys know that he just released a mixtape. It is out today. It is content that he created during and about the COVID-19 pandemic. It's called Quentin Quarantino. It's out now on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to great music. Go ahead and take this opportunity to listen to this concept album. It's about 30 minutes in length. Listen to it in the order that is presented. It is a fantastic use of his time and the artistry that he has in discussing what is definitely a defining point in American history. In this episode of Hustleberg, we'll be answering your questions. These are platform-specific questions for LinkedIn, and we've got quite a few, and I really appreciate all of the questions that came in with regard to LinkedIn. Some of the answers might be a little shorter than what you're accustomed to, and we've got quite a few, so we're going to jump right in. The first one is from Helen. What are your thoughts about an auto DM after connecting someone? So here's my answer. I don't know anyone who thinks it's a good idea to begin a relationship by going straight to marriage. And here's what I mean. On social media in general, but especially on LinkedIn, there is a disease where individuals send a direct message immediately after connecting to ask the recipient to buy something, sign up for something, or click something. Obviously, this is not a good idea from a virus perspective. This is not a good idea from a relationship perspective. Often you have no prior relationship with this person, and they are beginning all interactions with you with an ask. This is not marketing. This is barely sales. It is sales of the worst kind, because accepting a LinkedIn connection request is not consenting to be spammed. Even if the sender of the spam is offering something of value, they've ruined that value proposition in the way that they offered it. Their offer is transactional, because you generally have to give them something in return for their offered item. Even if what you have to give is an email address, this establishes your interactions with them as transactional from the very beginning. It is not relational. A transactional offer like this is unsolicited spam, and it's only a step above the Viagra spammers who flooded your inbox with offers you never asked for without your consent. So rather than spam your new connections with whatever you're selling, even if it's free, a better way to add value is to utilize their posts and their other LinkedIn activity to see if what you offer can actually help them. You'll see whether they find value in your five areas of focus by seeing what it is that they're talking about. If they will, converse with them using the conversation that is social media, adding value to their posts in the comments, and sharing some of the content that they share. Remember, social media is a giant conversation, and you don't add value by simply broadcasting what you do. by interacting with your new connections. If you'll remember in the last LinkedIn episode, we talked about how much your recent connections will show up in your feed. You show a genuine interest in what they have to say. You add value to their posts with your comments and by sharing the content that they've already put out. You're able to develop a relationship with them, and you'll get a good idea of whether what you're offering, if they haven't already seen it in your posts, will add value for them when you do have an off-platform direct message kind of a conversation. Our next question comes from Bill, and he asks, is there any way to create a page to highlight a product or service independent of a company page? Now, this is something that LinkedIn does that's very unique. It's different from Facebook, where you would have to create a product page that's very similar in every aspect to your brand's page or your company's page. They actually have a feature where the company page serves as a parent for you to be able to create showcase pages just for this purpose. Companies can create up to 10 of these showcase pages to highlight particular products or services and only focus on those things on those showcase pages. This is actually something I'm considering doing for the Hustleberg podcast on LinkedIn, and I probably should have done so for the St. Pete Open for Business effort that we saw when we were trying to figure out what it was going to be like to stay open during the pandemic and then now the reopening. Beyond Your Side Hustle already has a company page, which I strongly encourage you to follow, and I feel like I should showcase the podcast separately on its own, but I don't want to create an entire company page just for the podcast. So it would allow me the opportunity to build a following on LinkedIn strictly for the podcast itself, but not require that following to also follow the Beyond Your Side Hustle company page. Basically, it would allow me to compartmentalize the following by segmenting those of you who only care about the podcast and don't want to know anything else about Beyond Your Side Hustle. So there are some advantages to doing this. You are creating a page with full analytics and the ability to advertise via sponsored updates and engage with podcast only, in my case, followers or brand or product or service only followers. A showcase page may be particularly useful leading up to a new product launch because it's certainly more likely to build excitement around a new product or service than it is to do so for a company itself in the lead up to a launch. For example, General Mills could build a showcase page that is affiliated with their main company page as they launch a new cereal, but they're not going to push everyone to follow the General Mills cereal company page just to get the product launch lead up and build up. And you're going to be able, the final advantage here is you're going to be able to offer contextual updates to a specific audience about a single offering or brand within your business by segmenting them into this showcase page. The only disadvantages that I can see with showcase pages is right now you cannot associate as an employee of the showcase page. So right now my personal LinkedIn profile shows me as the host of Hustleberg, but I wouldn't be able to use Hustleberg's showcase page to show me as an employee of Hustleberg in my profile. And the other thing is you can't have job postings that are associated with a showcase page. Now, that's probably something that isn't much of a concern unless you're running a multinational corporation that has so many brands that you're treating business units like their own subsidiaries under the larger company. Our third question in this Q&A episode comes from Erica, and she asks, can you talk a little bit about how to best showcase your writing on LinkedIn? Well, as we discussed in our prior Q&A episode on LinkedIn, that would be episode number 20, LinkedIn is desperate for a variety of content. And part of the content mix that they value is longer form written content for a professional audience, because that is the audience that they serve. And they've even gone so far as to build a blog-like option for professionals to share that longer form written content without having to build out a website to publish and share from via links, which they're going to kind of value less in the algorithm. So beyond your regular posting of photos and videos, links to outside sources, and your quick thoughts, you can also utilize LinkedIn as a blogging platform where you're going to be able to showcase your expertise and wisdom with your network on the platform that is intended for professional networking. It is a professional audience, so you're going to have an awesome opportunity to showcase your expertise in a professional setting. Now, the LinkedIn platform offers you this opportunity for publishing an article only from your personal profile. So don't expect that you'll be able to customize much within that interface or that you'll be able to do it from company pages as of yet, but this is a great way to share your expertise in a professional setting. Your profile's privacy settings will determine how far and wide these articles can be viewed. And in addition to raising your own profile among those in your professional network, you can utilize LinkedIn's own SEO, which is going to be far more robust than most of the blogging platforms and software and sites that you're going to be able to create on your own, especially if it isn't the main thing that you do. You're going to be able to use that SEO to rank the content that you publish there on Google and other search engines for the keywords that your personal or company blog may not reach. Personally, I find that it is quite useful to syndicate the longer form written content that I've published elsewhere. I use LinkedIn for that purpose. Often, a lot of the content that you can find at beyondyoursidehustle.com also has a syndicated post on LinkedIn that is using their blogging platform. This is something that not only boosts the profile of something that's written beyond a link to your website in a single post that's probably going to get lost in a feed somewhere, it's going to give that a view. It's going to push that content on the platform to be readable for your network. This is something that they're not going to have to click away from, and it gives you another opportunity where you can bolster your reputation as an expert in your five focus areas as well. Our next question on this LinkedIn focused Q&A episode comes from Claire, and she asks if I have any thoughts on the value of using LinkedIn Learning to showcase business there. Now, if you're not familiar with LinkedIn Learning, it is a tool for users to build visible skills on the platform that they can add to their profiles, as well as adding to their toolkit, their skill set as an individual. And teachers within this tool come from LinkedIn itself, and they're going to be sharing valuable knowledge from their industry. It's literally the ultimate way on the platform to establish yourself as an expert in what it is that you do. Now, I think it is an exceptional opportunity for those who are looking to showcase their business acumen in something like leadership or sales or project management, or if they're particularly technical and they want to showcase technical skills in software development, data science, or maybe system administration, or if they are creative and they want to showcase on topics like graphic design or photography or architecture. The application process for inclusion in LinkedIn Learning is pretty straightforward, and you will have the opportunity to connect with the people very devoted to your area of expertise, because LinkedIn Learning is not a free part of the platform for everyday users. It is something that does cost money for the user. Users can participate on a course-by-course basis, or through a monthly subscription as part of LinkedIn Premium, which it looks like we're going to be talking about in the next question. So in addition to getting the exposure of the LinkedIn platform to showcase your expertise, you'll also be able to earn a little bit of extra income for that expertise. Although, unless you're going to create enough content for it to become what you do, I probably wouldn't use LinkedIn Learning for the income. As I noted in the answer to the previous question, the next one was going to be about LinkedIn Premium. Thomas asks, as a business person, is LinkedIn Premium worth it? What are some of the things that make it worthwhile or not? And additionally, what are some features that I should take advantage of during the free premium trial? So if you've been on LinkedIn at all, you've likely had them pressure you to try to use LinkedIn Premium. Now, when they do that, it is a free trial of the career setting. So if you've not used the free trial yet, I suggest that you save it until you're ready to experience that tier of Premium's full functionality. Now, LinkedIn Premium segments itself into four tiers. There's the career tier for people who are looking for jobs. There is the business tier for people who are looking to grow their business. There is the sales tier for people who are looking at it as a sales networking opportunity. And then there's the hiring tier, mostly for recruiters. The pricing and the features for these four tiers adjust accordingly. Now, everything that's included in the business or in the career tier is included in the business, sales, and hiring tiers, and they go up in price from career to business to sales to hiring. Now, for job seekers, the career tier, which is their most popular, is the tier of premium that's offered in the free trial. And it is a great way to introduce yourself through growing your network as you search for your next job if you're so inclined. It also allows you to cyberstalk potential employers and their teams undetected if you enable the private mode when you're doing that browsing. You'll also be able to view everyone that doesn't use private mode who views your profile. Often now, when you take a look at that section of LinkedIn, it doesn't give you every individual that has looked at your profile, specifically those outside of your existing network. Now, the business tier purports to help you find and connect to the right people so that you can promote and grow your business. They tout 15 direct messages a month to those who are outside your network. They give you unlimited people browsing. But the most interesting feature that I have found in the business tier is a more robust look at your company page analytics. This look is based on their collection, organization, and development of insights of the companies that you might serve based on profile information of LinkedIn members. For business-to-business people, this is going to be an awesome place to take a look at where you might be finding leads that you wouldn't normally think of. You're going to be able to have some suggested to you as a result of the people that are viewing your company page. Basically, they're going to give you a deeper look at the demographic and psychographics of those who follow your company page above and beyond the non-premium analytics for your company page. Now, sales-heavy entrepreneurs may find value in the LinkedIn Sales Premium Plan. You get 20 direct messages per month to those who are outside your network. You get a higher degree of detail in your hyper-targeting of decision makers of your prospective clients in their search functionality. You'll get suggestions for leads and the ability to save prospects for future contact, as well as the usage of their Sales Navigator interface, which is a standalone platform intended to help you sell within LinkedIn. Now, I've not had the need to use the sales plan, so I don't have any direct experience with any of the tools it offers because those are beyond my needs and my use for the premium platform. I have used both the career and the business platform. Finally, they offer a hiring plan, which seems to be designed for recruiters. Now, this highest price tier offers an advanced search capability for finding talent on the platform. You're able to connect with those people via 30 direct messages outside of your network, as well as the ability to use templated contacts. You can track and manage the entire hiring process from the job posting to the very end of the process from inside your LinkedIn account. Now, I've not had to hire at the capacity necessary to fork over $1,200 a year or $100 a month as this tier costs, so I've not used the candidate tracking and the other features that you find in the hiring tier. Obviously, all of them include LinkedIn Learning and the ability to see everyone who views your profile that doesn't use private mode. I apologize that I don't have experience in the sales or hiring plans to give you more than the features that they tout, but I imagine most people don't know that there are even four tiers of premium membership. When you do decide to utilize the free trial, time it when you will find value in seeing everyone who views your profile and when you're going to want to connect with those who are outside of your existing network and you're going to want to be able to contact them with their in-mail. That's what they call direct messages, or if you're on a job search. Our next question comes from Jake, and Jake asks, what's the best way to connect with people you're interested in following the business of if you don't know them and they aren't part of your network? Should you connect with them? Should you engage with their content? What's the best way to proceed here? Well, I have to say LinkedIn has definitely made connecting with people outside your third degree and further network easier than it used to be. If you're interested in connecting with someone on the platform that falls outside of your first or second degree connections, I definitely suggest following their personal profile and the company page that they have if they use one, and engage with the content that they create. Be the person who's adding value in the comments and sharing their content that is going to be relevant to your five focus areas. Now, if you're new to the podcast, this is your first episode. We talk about these five focus areas a lot, and you can find them detailed at beyondyoursidehustle.com/the5. Now, that interaction where you're adding value in the comments will give you visibility to later on connect beyond just following their profile and company or showcase pages. You're starting a relationship here, so you don't want to jump straight to marriage by asking for a sale without getting to know them. You want to build trust and engage with them because that rapport and display of your expertise where you can help them will make a connection request more meaningful and help to foster a relationship that sustains long beyond the request that you send. Now, when it comes to a public figure like Mark Cuban or Gary Vee or Robert Glazer, those are three prominent people in my feed that I follow, I certainly encourage you to follow what they post, interact with the things that they post, and learn from their business savvy on the LinkedIn platform while engaging with their content. Not only will you earn a connection with them potentially, but you're likely to earn a connection with a fellow fan that can help you and that you can help before you connect with somebody with a personality that large. So you're already adding value to others, you're adding value to their community, and you're going to be building your own community at the same time. And the final question for this Q&A episode, our second of two with regard to LinkedIn, comes from Taylor, who asks, how do I best utilize hashtags on LinkedIn, and should I even use them? Well, now, as we discussed in the Instagram Q&A episodes, as well as the first of the LinkedIn Q&A episodes, that would be episode 16, 18, and 20, hashtags are there to help direct users to find the right conversations. Now, there are going to be many who attempt to hijack these hashtags that are going to promote content that is unrelated, but they are generally ignored because they have a string of hashtag this, hashtag that, 30 or 40 times on each post, or they're even just using hashtags as the commentary for a link or an image that they're promoting, which is usually their own. We're going to see beyond that. Those are not the people that are going to be helpful for us. Those are not going to be people necessarily that we're going to engage with because they aren't doing things in the right way because they're not directing the right conversation to include the content that they're sharing. As users, we're going to skip over these folks and seek the ones that will add value to us. Also, the algorithms are going to take notice of those people who post 30 to 40 hashtags every time, and they're also going to see that those people generally are going to get skipped over every time. So a search for a popular hashtag from the algorithm's perspective is going to push that user's post to the bottom of that conversation. They're going to do that because those people aren't adding value to the conversation. They're simply broadcasting to promote their own content. And as we've talked about, the platforms have a vested interest in keeping you engaged, so they aren't going to display the posts that aren't valuable. The best way to utilize hashtags, and I'm glad that you formulated the question in this way, Taylor, the best way to utilize hashtags on LinkedIn or any platform is what we've talked about before. Follow the relevant ones to participate in the conversation that is social media by tailoring your feed to what you want to see. This offers you a great advantage in the engagement aspect of any platform by giving you the tools to have the conversations about the topics you want to engage with. You can literally design what your feed on LinkedIn does, what it serves you, giving you the content that you're going to find value in, rather than just being force-fed the content that an algorithm thinks you might want. You'll end up seeing content that adds value to you, you're going to be able to engage with it to add value to others, and you're going to be able to further tell the platform what it is that you want to see in your feed. It's a win-win for everybody. Now, when it comes to using them for your posts, you should definitely use them a lot more sparingly than that guy that's doing hashtag this, hashtag that 30 to 40 times in every post. Restrict the usage to a few hashtags at a time. Make sure that they are relevant both to the post and to the conversation that you're looking to begin with it. As we talked about, overuse is going to hurt your efforts in this area, and the irrelevance of hashtag usage will hurt your efforts as well. Use them responsibly and in a way that's going to cultivate the relationships you wish to have online. You did it. You've just listened to Hustleberg. To thank you for listening, I have a free guide to help you get started marketing your business online, aptly named our Getting Started Guide, available at beyondyoursidehustle.com/get-the-guide. See how to begin with the first three things you should be doing for your business online. Speaking of businesses, if you're a small business owner in St. Pete and you'd like to be a guest on an episode of the podcast, let us know at beyondyoursidehustle.com/podcast-guest. If you got something of value from this podcast, please take a moment to subscribe, rate, and review on your favorite podcast player. This is something small you can do to help us shine the spotlight on all the great businesses St. Pete has to offer. The music in this episode is Defining Your Dreams by my friend, Rhymer Educator. On May 28th, he released a mixtape entitled Quentin Quarantino about loneliness during the COVID-19 pandemic, and I encourage you to check it out on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you listen to great music. Thanks so much for listening, and we look forward to sharing with you how we do business in the Berg.